Well, I'm here with Eagles defensive end, defensive tackle, outside linebacker, and if you want him to cook a great meal or, I don't know, play a little offensive line, maybe be a tight end, Mr. Pretty Man, Vinny Curry in studio here. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Good? So I got like that smile going.
Yeah, there you go.
Outside linebacker, huh?
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah.
It's going great.
Fans don't understand the difference.
What?
Between defensive end, hand in the dirt, and you stand up and see the whole thing. It's all the eyes, isn't it?
Right, yeah. All the eyes, but the biggest difference is, more dropping than standing up. But that might be the only biggest difference you got.
It's about getting on the field any way you can, helping your team any way you can. Can you talk about how the whole introduction to the idea happened? Did a coach come up to you and say, hey, Vinny, why don't you give it a shot out here at outside linebacker? We'd like to see what you can do.
Oh, yeah. Over the summer, Coach Kelly pitched the idea to me.
Yeah. And, of course, you don't say, Chip, I'm kind of just thinking I'd rather stay. just stay on the defensive line.
Right. No,
what was your reaction?
Yeah, whatever I need to do to help the team out, he just pitched the idea. I feel like, Coach Azzanero and the whole defensive staff, got the idea in motion.
I think it's a compliment that they think you can handle added responsibility and that you've got the athletic ability to not only play going forward and being a brute,
right,
but also drop back and be in coverage. Do you look at it that way?
Yeah. I tell everybody, man, whatever I can do to help this team out and just help us try to win some football games, go to that next level we want to go to, I'm all for it.
So, Vinny, what was it like on Saturday night? I think you played 20 snaps overall. When you were out there, first of all, were you thinking a lot?
Nah, man. I was having fun. Yeah. I was having fun, loving it. I knew I would draw a holding penalty sooner or later. I knew one was coming, but I was just having fun for the most part. We went against those guys all week in practice, to turn it on under the lights, to show everybody, me rushing from the edge or, just being out there and just having fun with it. And it was just a good time.
I can see you with that space on the edge at some point lining up and having a running back try to block you, which you don't have many chances when you're in an interior position, and basically just blowing up a running back. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, that happened on Saturday. At one point in time, I had like three people over there. I don't think it's supposed to look like this. it was just funny. That part was funny of it, man, but... that comes with it. That kind of reminds me of being back in that 4-3 mindset when you got the chipper block and, chip from the runner. It was just funny.
Vinny, how's your body changed over since you came into the league? I mean, you're at one weight outside. You're at one weight inside. I don't know if you're planning to slim down. So how has the body changed over the years?
Oh, man, it changed. It changed a lot. My first 2 years in the league, I ate any and everything I wanted to eat. But now, I eat pretty healthy.
Yeah. So. But as far as weight goes, does it change?
Yeah, so,
where'd you come into the league at, around 260?
Yeah.
And then how high have you gotten?
I came into to OTA like at 288.
Okay.
I was,
intended to be at 288.
Yeah.
And now? Big sexy?
275.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's without the slippers on.
Yeah. Yeah, but I kind of wanted to lose, not really lose, but just to shred up a little bit, you know what I mean?
So what happens here at outside linebacker? You're going to keep playing there, do you sense?
Yeah,
or you're going to keep moving everywhere?
You mean weight wise?
No. As far as are you taking reps? You're meeting with the D line as well as the outside linebackers.
Right.
You're the Darren Sproles of the look at it this way. You're the Darren Sproles of the defense. You're the jack of all trades on the defense.
You know what? That's a compliment to me. Just to say that because D Sproles is the real deal.
Yeah. See, the way I look at it, Vinny, your enthusiasm for doing this. It's very this team has such energy, has such camaraderie. I mean, through two preseason games, what I look at, I'm feeling great about what's happening here. Is that the sense you're getting too?
Absolutely. you know, it all starts from the top down. You know what I mean? So, you know, when your coaching staff is energetic, you know your players is energetic. I mean, your coaching staff is energetic. You know, the GAs is energetic, and your players is energetic. So it's, you know, start from the top down.
I know it's a ways away, but Saturday it's Green Bay, it's Lambeau Field, it's Aaron Rodgers. Third game of the preseason, a great test once again for the defense. You look at it like that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, we're just going to, you know, go out there and do what we do.
And that, for what Vinny Curry does, is ball on defense, get after the quarterback. And I do want to see if you drop back and get your hands on a football. I want to see what kind of hands you have.
All right.
How would you describe your hands?
Oh, man. I'm from Marshall.
Yeah. How big is your hand?
No, my hand's not that big.
It's bigger than mine.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see a little fingertip catch and then a little dance down the sideline and then a big old spike in the end zone.
There you go.
All right? Vinny Curry, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Vinny Curry, offensive or outside linebacker, defensive tackle, defensive end. Thanks for joining me in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you.